Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So all month long, we've been celebrating the 30th birthday of Triple M. We actually turn 30 on the 4th of July. But something else that turns 30 this year is something with a Madison connection, and that is the Nirvana album, Nevermind. That's the one that put them on the musical map. Butch Vig of Smart Studios produced it. But Nirvana actually played Madison before they were famous. And I've heard about it. You've heard about it. They played OK's Corral Street that burned down years ago. But there's a guy who was obsessed with that and wanted to find out the true story between Nirvana or about Nirvana being in Madison, and we've got Kurt Stream on the phone. He wrote this article that is out today in a special edition of Madison Magazine.
I was a sound guy at OK's Corral shortly before it burned down. So even then, I would talk to old bartenders or people there, and the time Nirvana played at Madison back in July of 1989 was always seeming like a mythical event that may or may not have even happened because so few people were there.
So what were some of the, what did you find out? What was Nirvana doing here? Was there a show at OK's? What was happening at Smart Studios?
Yeah, they played at OK's. There's about 30 people there. They were just thrown on a bill just on their very first tour. And then they came back the following year and recorded at Smart Studios with Butch Vig. Played another show at a short-lived club called Club Underground. And yeah, I mean, the history goes pretty deep.
So did some people like, well, I remember, what kind of guitar he was playing or what kind of foot pedals he used or any specifics like that? Or were most of them just kind of, yeah, I was there and they were loud? Or what kind of memories were people conjuring up?
I had one person that actually the band crashed at their house after the show, because during that tour, they were just in a van and they would usually sleep in their van on that tour, or if they were lucky, they would have a couch to crash on. So one of the people I ran into was a great resource and had a lot of great details of like Kurt sitting in the back of OK's after the gig, just not wanting to socialize or have their gear stolen. I talk about them going to State Street and going into Ragstock, which I think Kurt Cobain going into Ragstock on State Street is about as 1990s as you can get.
Did the guy whose house they crashed at, did he say they were nice house guests or they ate all the peanut butter?
No, they were good. The roommate, all of the roommates for that person, they were gone for the summer. It was just like a student rental house down on near State Street. So they all got to sleep on beds, and Kurt Cobain still chose to sleep on the floor. They were just nice guys, and there was their first tour. It was the first time seeing the United States, so they were wide-eyed, and by all accounts, they were good people.
That's Kurt Stream, who wrote the article about Nirvana in Madison Magazine. A special issue of that goes on sale today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.